Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
I don't know what's gone wrong, but seeing me here at the flat seems to have given Marcia a tremendous shock. I know I was posted missing and all the rest of it, but I don't suppose I should have expected much of a reception. It wouldn't have hurt her to go out of the aerodrome to meet a chap. The way she's going on, you'd think she didn't know I was going to turn up or something. Perhaps I should have stayed away. Hanged if I can figure this performance out. Marcia, darling, you did try to calm yourself down. You did know I was arriving tonight, didn't you?
Just give me a minute. I'll be all right in a minute. Oh, hold me close. Closer. I want to feel it's really you. When I walked in, I thought you were a ghost.
What about my wire?
There wasn't any wire, and I don't care. Oh, darling, if only I could make you realize how I feel. Jeff Angel, it is you, isn't it?
Yeah, this won't do. Come and sit down.
No, don't move.
Well, dry your eyes, darling. Listen, we both need a drink, don't we?
Yes.
Here you are. You need a bigger handkerchief than that.
What happened? Oh, no, don't tell me. It's all too much all at once. I must ring Uncle Tressida. No, he can wait. Oh, Jeff, what shall I do? I feel as though I've fallen out of an aeroplane and landed on a feather bed. That's silly.
Hang on, there's a good kid.
Jeff, I'm not a widow at all.
That's right. You're not a widow. Here, get this down in one gulp.
Oh, it'll make me drunk. I'm drunk already to seeing you.
Better?
Yes, I think so.
Give me a glass. Darling, I'm sorry to sort of spring out of the woodwork at you, but I rang here and your uncle's place last night and this morning.
What time?
9 last night and 3 or 4 times this morning. Before the plane left, and then I sent an urgent wire. Well, I was certain it had raced me here.
Oh, what awful luck. Both places were empty last night. And as for this morning... Oh, darling, don't let's try to work it out now. You're here. I still can't believe it. But, Jeff, what happened? Tell me everything. Where have you been, and why weren't you drowned? The newspaper said everyone on the boat was drowned.
So they were, all but me. It's a good job I can swim.
I can't even see you properly. Oh, but just let me look at you. Why weren't you drowned? Please tell me quickly what happened.
Before I do, Marcia, I want you to tell me something. Are you glad I'm here again?
Am I glad? Oh, Jeff, you fool. You blind, adorable fool. Am I glad? How can you ask me? I'm bursting with joy so much I want to hold you. And never let you go as long as I'm here.
Angela!
So help me, it's Harry Palmer.
So help me, they'll bury you from this bar. Don't you ever sleep?
Sure I do, when the sun comes up. Want a drink?
With ice in it. Oh, Charlie, what's been cooking? Anything you know and I don't?
Well, could be.
That's the tone one refers to as being pregnant with significance. Think, you know what? Well, come along, Angela. Don't hold out on me.
My dear man, I wouldn't dream of holding out on you. Seen Marcia lately?
Yes, only this afternoon. Grieving so terribly. Angela, it really is tragic.
I can see the tears simply streaming down your face, Palmer. What's the secret? Have you moved into Jeff Pilgrim's job yet?
Well, someone had to get it.
And a beautiful big increase in your screw, too, I'll bet.
As our esteemed Mr. Fleming was quick to point out, after I'd beaten the idea into his head with a club, of course, the laborer is worthy of his hire.
Nice going. Congratulations. And soon, I take it, the wedding bells will be ringing out for you and Marcia Pilgrim.
Darling, how right you are. I'll see that you get a specially engraved invitation to the feast.
If you only knew.
If only I knew what?
I'm very much afraid you won't be marrying Marcia yet a while, dear boy.
No? Why not?
And I hate to tell you this, but I've a horrible feeling you won't be keeping Jeff Pilgrim's job, either.
If this is supposed to be amusing, I'm missing the point entirely. Why won't I marry Marcia, and why won't I hang on to my job?
Because not 20 minutes ago, darling, I saw someone. And you'll never guess who.
Now look here, Angela. What the devil are you talking about?
You'll find out soon enough. Sorry to run away, Harry.
Just a minute. Come back here.
I have a date. Ring me in the morning. Or if you like, you can take me to lunch. I'm just dying to see your face tomorrow.
Charlie, hand me that phone. Oh, shake it up. There's a good chap. Give me the phone.
So that's the whole story, darling. The chaps in the lugger were in a pretty bad way themselves, and I'd been paddling about in the water for at least 24 hours. I didn't wake up for about 2 days after I was hauled on board. We just drifted for another 3 or 4 till we got the engine going and made Daybreak Island. Morning papers will be full of it, I suppose.
Next time you try to get yourself drowned, can I be there too, please?
Yes, you can be there too.
I love you so much. Everything that happens to you, I want to happen to me, too.
What about now? Ring your Uncle Tresidan?
Oh, no, no.
Well, we should.
He'll be asleep, darling. At the clock. Nearly 2 a.m.
It's odd. Everyone here but you thinks I'm dead.
It's only a few hours till morning.
You wish it was longer?
I wish it was forever. I don't think so. Let's just stay here till morning. Just like this.
You'll get cold. Shouldn't I get a rug?
As long as you're around, darling, I'll never be cold again. Oh, I've been such a fool, Jeff.
Yeah, we've both been fools. But never again.
Oh, no. Never, never again.
Oh, good Lord, who's this?
Don't answer it.
Well, we have to answer.
Oh, no, please, darling.
It's probably on your wrong number.
Well, if we're going to answer, I'd better take it. We don't want to frighten the life out of Uncle Tresidder, and I can't think who else it would be. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Marcia?
Yes. Who is it?
It's me, Harry Palmer. Listen, Marcia, are you alone?
Who is it?
Harry Palmer.
Oh, don't tell him I'm here.
Why not?
Well, don't tell him.
Hello. Hello, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I said, are you alone?
Well, yes.
Well, can I come round and see you?
At this hour? Oh, now, really, Harry, what on earth for?
Well, I'll tell you when I get there.
What does he want?
Tell you in a minute. Wants to come round. No, it'll have to wait till the morning, Harry.
Oh, look here, it's pretty important. I just saw Angela Tennant, and she kind of...
It'll have to wait till the morning, Harry. I can't possibly see you tonight.
But why not? Look here, Marcia, there's something going on.
Sorry, see you tomorrow. Good night.
What the deuce is Palmer doing? Phoning you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, he's in a flap about something, darling. But don't let's worry about him.
Yes, but how often does that sort of thing happen? I mean...
Not now. Just let's leave everything till tomorrow. Now, please, Jeff.
All right. It's not the sort of thing one expects. He hasn't been making a pest of himself, has he?
Of course not. Don't be silly, Angel. What are you thinking of?
Nothing, I guess.
Of all the fantastic, impossible things to happen to a chap. He's like a page out of one of those Dash comic strips.
That's exactly how I feel, sir. What about the reporters? Are there any more in the offing?
Why, you shouldn't think so. But you better expect to be on the front pages for a day or two. That's unless some customer kills his wife with an axe in the meantime.
Frankly, I feel a perfect ass.
Yes, yes, I suppose you do. Jeff, my boy, I won't go into a lot of tripe, but, well, it's wonderful. I don't know what to say, really, I don't.
Marcia!
Coming, darling.
Now, look here. There's no time like the present to sort things out. You and Marcia are happy, aren't you?
That's the silliest question you ever ask in your life. I'm in heaven.
Yes, well, what do you say? Let bygones be bygones?
You mean in the firm, sir?
You'll come back to us, won't you? After all this business, not expecting to see you again and so forth. Oh, Jeff, look here. You better take over where you left off, I think. Yes, it'll be the best thing all round. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do, but there's the small matter of Benny Puller's contract.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
That's all right, I'll take it.
I signed up with Puller, sir, and I don't see there's much I can do to get out of it. Who's the phone for, Master?
Well, it's for you, actually.
Oh, who is it?
Can't you guess? It's Stella Bronson. Natural. Everyone else has been on the phone, even competitive strangers. So why shouldn't Bronson ring up, too? Oh, I mustn't say anything. I simply must not say a word. Well, even make out that I'm glad. If I can. But I do know one thing. Somehow we have to break Jeff's contract with Benny Puller. We just have to.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.